Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
Thank you so much. Please be seated, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Wednesday on this 2nd of November, 2011. This is Motown Maurice from the Motown Maurice Hustle and Shuffle. I'm so happy to be back on the air once again, and I'm more happy to have you listening to me. Listen. When I say everything comes around full circle, I certainly mean it. I said it before, I'm saying it now, and I will say it again. Our guest today, I had the privilege of meeting on actually May 2nd, 2011. We were both auditioning for a part in Universal Studios, and we met each other, we exchanged information, and now she's a guest on my show today. This actress is all over the place. She's been on Dunkin' Donuts commercials. She's worked on some silent films, and she's meeting stars wherever she goes. And soon enough, you will see her on the silver screens. Yes, indeed. So please put your hands together. Make some noise for Mercedes Maria Dago.
Thank you, everyone.
Mercedes, how are you doing?
I am great. Your audience sounds so enthusiastic this morning.
Yes, they are. They seem more excited to hear from you than to hear from me. You know, I need to have you on the show more often.
I paid them.
Okay, that's what it is. All right. I need to pay them more myself. All right. Okay, I see how it works. So check this out. I'm so excited. Just a few minutes ago, we were talking. And I told the audience how we met. We met on May 2nd, Universal Studios. We were auditioning for a part as a tour guide. And little did I know, you got it. I didn't get it. They didn't like me, but you got it, which I find very exciting because it was like a cattle call. So many people came through, but you were one of the few. How did you sparkle their eyes? How did you do it?
And it was a hot day too. I don't know if you remember. It was hot out there.
They're
missing
it was very
out, though. I think they need you, too. They need you. They need a little Motown. But I think it was the red dress that did it.
I don't know
if you remember what I was wearing. Yeah, but that red dress, it gets them all the time.
The red dress and your fantastic, vibrant smile, because I see that same smile in your work.
Yeah, I would hope so. Yeah, but it's been fun. I've been working there seasonally, doing some tours, and it's a great time.
Oh man, that is so exciting! I mean, you're just one of the few people that I've met, and everybody's just growing up, leaving me, little old me behind, growing up, getting parts.
You are growing up too, and I'm hoping that when I hit it big, I will be on the first guest maybe.
Hey,
the first guest on your late night show.
Hey, that's what it's
right?
all. That's what it's all about, because everything comes around full circle. Little that we know, when we met on May 2nd, that we'll be doing this. And we'll definitely be doing more interviews in the future. So that's just great. So you're from the East Coast. What state in the East Coast?
I'm from Massachusetts. I'm a Beantown girl, Boston. Yeah.
Okay, so you got to be a Celtics fan.
Yeah, but we don't talk about that out here.
Oh, yeah.
We don't mention that.
No. Oh, the Lakers are. Oh, yeah, you got to be careful. You can lose your life.
I know. You got to be
talking
careful
about the Celtics.
But, yeah, I love the Celtics. I'm also a huge football fan, so, the Patriots, but I'm also a fan of the Packers and the Steelers and the Cowboys. Which there are a lot of Cowboys fans out here, so.
Yes, they are. They are. And you currently stay in the infamous Valley area of L.A., right?
Yeah, well, I'm close to Universal Studios, so it's very mm-hmm. convenient. And I love
yeah.
it here. I'm close to everything, but it's still that New England neighborhood feel, in a sense. Minus
right.
the snow. No snow out here.
I haven't, you know, I might have done some work in the Valley, but I haven't particularly been there to observe. But I notice people are really die hard about the Valley. They're like, you know, I'm from the Valley till I die. I don't get it quite yet, but maybe not for
know.
You either.
I'm like totally a Valley girl now.
Oh, really? I got to see what this experience is all about.
You need to come out here, yeah.
I got to. So tell me about some of your recent. Recently, you worked on a project, Work It. What was that about, and how was that experience?
Well, Work It is a show that's airing in 2012 on ABC. It's a mid-season show, and
mm-hmm.
it's a comedy about two men who dress up like women in order to get jobs as pharmaceutical sales representatives. So it's mm-hmm. a lot of fun to see these two guys dress as women. The two guys, the show starts. Mm-hmm. Ben Koldyke and Amaury Nolasco. They've been in a couple of TV shows. And
mm-hmm.
I had the honor of having a little silent bit on the show and interacting with the main characters. And it was so much fun because I had never worked in front of a live studio audience. So that was a great experience. I've done
mm-hmm.
a lot of theater, and I worked on a TV pilot, but this was totally new and different. And I'd love to be back on the show. Do you think you can put in a good word for me?
I wish I had that kind of power. But that's nice. You ain't had to worry about no lines. You just,
No
lines.
No, it was all about the face. All about
wow.
the face. I have a very expressive face. So, actually, when it airs on the show, I'll give you a call. Maybe we can plug it on your show.
Yeah.
It should be the second episode once the show airs. So, yeah, be on the lookout for it.
So let me ask you this. Did this role in your silent role, did it involve any smiling?
No, it didn't, actually.
No? What?
No, it was more of a dead glare.
Wow.
You know that
but
glare
you...
your mom gives you sometimes?
Oh, okay.
That one of
okay.
those.
Wow. Well, I'm almost certain you smiled at the casting director, because your smile,
I
know
did.
That's what's doing it. That's what's doing it. Now, you did a Dunkin' Donuts commercial that has been seen nationally. It's also on your website that we're going to plug later on. But
mm-hmm.
that smile, I mean, I look at that commercial, I see you smile, and I want donuts, without a doubt. I do. I just want donuts. You probably did that in one take. How was that experience?
Well, they shot 6 different commercials that day, so I was there all day. Because they would do one angle, then go back to the other commercials, then go back to me and do another angle. So it turned out to be a whole day, but, I mean, it was fun. You know what, though? I really miss Dunkin' Donuts. We don't have any out here, and I really miss it. I need my coffee colada.
So
I really wasn't
what?
Acting. I was happy that day.
You need to talk to, we need to call the franchise and say, look, we need to bring one out here. Look, I'm the face. I can bring you money. You know?
I will be the face.
That face, I'm telling y'all, we're going to see. Y'all check out the website, everyone. Y'all going to see more of that face everywhere. I know it. I know a smile. I know a famous smile when I see one. I'm telling you. And you know what? Speaking of famous smiles, I know you recently had an opportunity to expose your famous smile to someone famous, someone who I consider... You know, like a hero / mentor and an enemy at the same time. You know who I'm talking about.
Well, I don't see how he could possibly be an enemy. But I was at Warner Brothers working. Well, when I went to work on the show, Work It, I got there early. I was a little lost trying to find the stage. I had never been on the Warner Brothers lot before. So I'm looking around, and I see these two men heading in my direction, and I stopped them and asked for directions. And when I looked up, I noticed that one of the men was Conan O'Brien. Now, he's much taller than I could have ever imagined because, you know, on TV you're looking straight ahead. But in
mm-hmm.
person, I had to tilt my head all the way back. And I'm like, wow, it's Conan. I can't believe I just, you know, stopped him to ask for directions. But I, you know, I played it cool, and he was very pleasant, very nice, and that was my encounter with Conan. He's another fellow New Englander as well.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Conan. Well, you know, he's not an enemy, but he's like an arch rival, you know. Scott, you know, we got this, like, you know, if you're pursuing to be a part of the late night race, you got to have a competitive spirit. So one way or another, I feel, you know, competed with him. But I like Conan. As far as all the talk show hosts are concerned, he's number one on my list. So, oh, man. And without a doubt, he probably, you got a photographic memory of your smile. So you're good.
I hope so, yes. Maybe I'll be on his show next.
Make sure you're on my show first.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. No.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You see? Yeah, there you go. You're already slipping up.
No, I will tell him I was on your show first, Motown show.
Yep. Oh, man. That is so great. Conan, I've been to the Warner Brothers Town stage just for an audition once. It's a pretty big stage. Pretty big stage. And I'm sure you, as with your future goals, probably is going to bring you back there quite a bit, don't you think?
I would hope so. It would be great to be on a TV show close to home. Imagine that.
Yeah.
A steady gig close to home.
So
we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yes, your future goals are more in TV, movies. Where is it that you want to see yourself within the next few years? What part of the industry?
Well, I mean, ultimately, I would love to be in the movies, on the big screen. That's my ultimate goal. But I just want to live this life with a steady acting career. As long as I can keep this going, I'm happy. So if I'm on a TV show and I have, you know, a steady gig, I'm more than pleased with that as well. But I would love to be on the big screen someday.
Yeah. And with that smile and that talent and that perseverance that you have, you are right in the right direction. So keep on going.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. So how can everyone find you if they wanted to look you up, see that beautiful smile on that commercial, and just see keep up to date with all the things that you're doing? How could they find you?
Well, you can go online. My website is MercedesMariaDaigle.com. And check it out. You can see my commercial there. And also, I sang at a talent show at Universal Studios, and there's a little bit of that on there. And hopefully when Verkut airs, maybe I'll be able to put a clip of that as well on my website. So that's the way to keep in touch with, you know, what I'm doing, what I'm up to each day.
So you're a singer also?
I do a little singing on the side. Maybe I can do that next time I'm on your show.
Okay. I like that. Okay. Got all kinds of guns you can pull out for Hollywood. What? You need some singing? Boom. You need some acting? Boom. All right. Watch out now. Watch out. I need to get in the way, matter of fact, and hit one of them stray bullets, and maybe I can learn how to sing and smile.
There you go. I'll give you some lessons.
Exactly.
Oh, and I want to give a quick shout-out to my mom. I know she's listening right now, Mimi. She's back home. I just want to say hello and that I love her very much.
Is she your number one fan?
She's my number one fan. I'm hoping to get her out here soon so she can see the Hollywood sign together with me. I know she'd love that.
And indeed, I know she will. I know she will. It's so good. My mom's my number one fan, and it's just such a pleasure to have your mom and family who support you. So you got a good foundation right there. So plug your website one more time. We're about to go. I just want to make sure that everybody knows how to find you.
Okay. Again, it's MercedesMariaDaigle.com. And I just want to say quickly to all the actors and artists and musicians out there, I know that it's a struggle. Believe me, I've been struggling each day, but you need to keep going. Just keep going, because ultimately, if you're doing what you love, you'll live a happy life.
That's right. Mercedes Maria Daigle said it herself. Keep on going. I love it. Thank you for the advice. Thank you for being on the show. I do have one question to ask you before we go. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. That's okay. So, just one simple question. What I would like to know, and if you can answer this question, is who is the future of late night television?
Motown Maurice.
Oh, I love the way that sounds. Thank you so much, Mercedes. Thank you for being
on
the show. I really appreciate it. I can't wait to have you back. Oh, you had such a nice melody. Can you just do it one more time?
Motown Marie.
Mercedes All Maria right. Daigle, everybody. Thank you.
Thank
Until
you.
Next time. Ladies and gentlemen, that was great. Mercedes Maria Daigle. Make sure you check her out. Check her website out. Follow her career, because this young lady is on the move and she's making things happen. I promise you. You'll see her on the silver screen really soon. And remember that smile, because it's going to go global. This is Motown Maurice. Make sure you check me out on my website, MotownMaurice.com, as you follow the quest of a late night talk show host. All right? This is Motown Maurice signing out. Until next time, as the quest continues.